the game rules. My name is Steve Sargent. I'm the current chair for the Post-Harvest Interest Group, and I will introduce our team here, maybe, in a minute. But first of all, what is the goal? So our goal is to stimulate and deepen awareness of the extent of losses in the fresh produce chain and to better understand challenges faced to reduce these losses as you participate in this game. So we're going to be looking at the value chain from growing to retail. I'd like to introduce the planning committee. Really appreciate all the input. They spent a lot of time this last, particularly 3 or 4 months, putting this together. Jeff Brecht, here we go, from the University of Florida. Hammond Gohill, Rutgers Cooperative Extension. Sastri Jajanti, Colorado State University. Lisa Johnson, North Carolina State University. She's back in the back. Thank you. Beth Mitchum, University of California, Davis. Peter Petrachik, Valent Biosciences. And also sponsor of this program. We appreciate the sponsorship by Valent Biosciences, Peter. Eleni Pliaconi, Kansas State University, and myself, University of Florida. So, just a small introduction, a brief introduction to losses, and probably most of you may know more than I do about this topic, but as we keep hearing over and over with this growing population approaching 9 billion people in roughly 30 years, how are we going to feed them? This graphic I like because this works, no mouse. So it shows.
It worked.
Did it work?
Yeah.
I can't see it. Yeah, we're not recording. Anyway, so look at the difference in population. 1 million people in 1800, 1.5 million, 1900, 2000, zooming up to under 6 million, and then 2050 higher yet. This slide is, to me, one of the reasons why, really, I got into post-harvest horticulture. Thank you, Manny. And that is the extent of how it impacts the world. 1 in 9 people go to bed hungry every night, and 24,000 people, mostly children, die every day of starvation. But there's been some progress since 1992, when there's been more focus on reducing losses. 216 million people, fewer people, are hungry, but population has increased by 1.9 billion. Okay, so the challenge is there, isn't it? It's a running target. So imagine if a third of things that were produced never made it to the customers. And that's what we're talking about with the extent of food losses. 1.3 billion tons of food wasted could feed 1.6 billion people. This is the reality of our food supply. And basically what we'll be doing today is tracking this value chain. Farmers through packer shippers, they're calling processors, distributors, and then the retailers. We're not going to really focus on the consumer level today just because we don't have time to do that. So started my career 32 years ago at the University of Florida. It's kind of the same old story. Losses, losses, losses. One of the greatest paradoxes of our times. The federal government said it's time to get serious about food waste, and USDA and other agencies are working more actively in that area and coordinating more often. Anthony Bourdain put together a documentary, a couple years ago now, called Wasted. I don't know, has anyone seen that documentary at all? A couple have? Okay. One difference we want to distinguish, and that is the difference between food loss and food waste. When you first hear those terms, it sounds like they're synonymous. But actually, food loss occurs during distribution. This is product that is unsaleable. Okay, we're going to define that as food loss, whereas food waste is good food that could have been eaten that gets lost. And we're basically defining that, as you'll see, at consumer level, particularly for this game. So what's left in the field after the grower harvests? Lisa put together a very nice slide here that shows amounts of product that is marketable, in other words, it has some type of visual defect or whatever that would knock it out of grade or lower the grade, versus totally unfit to eat. So this is what we're talking about in the field. So if they're packing in the field, they would do the sorting there. But as you'll see in our group, we're taking it from the field to the packing facility. Very quickly, the FAO released a nice publication a few years ago now on food losses. And just quickly, what this graph shows us is they've broken up by region in the world loss estimates. Now, these estimates are very loosely defined, okay? So the estimates are probably a lot higher. The actual values are probably a lot higher. But this is per capita food loss and waste in these various areas. So we're going from up to roughly a little over 300 kilograms per year per person in North America and Oceania, slightly less in Europe and industrial Asia, and then going down. Now, the gray bar refers to production to retail. So this is the loss level, and the consumer level then is the waste level considered. Okay? And looking at specific crops, fruits and vegetables, okay, the amount of initial production that's lost or wasted for fruits and vegetables here by region, again, U.S. and Europe, but we have significant waste losses, rather, also in African countries, Southeast Asia, Latin America, and then industrialized Asia has the lowest amounts. But you can see here how the amount of consumer waste is a lot higher in the industrialized countries compared to the non-industrialized countries. And then this is for root and tuber crops, ranging from 32 to 60% losses. So we have two types of losses. We have what we think of as total loss, right? But we also have a partial loss. In other words, loss in grade. So if you have a number, U.S. number one pepper, let's continue on that. If any kind of damage occurs, so it could be knocked down to a second number two, right, which would have a lower price, lower value. In the game, we're not going to actually deal with that. We're going to deal with just a single grade standard. Supermarket level, losses at that level are anywhere from 6 to 9%. As you can see, she's working through the display there and taking out what is unsaleable. So just briefly, this is the structure of this workshop. I'm going to introduce Sastry pretty quick, and he's going to take it over from here and introduce our speakers. And then Lisa will go over, Lisa in the back, is going to explain the game, okay? But what we need to do is pass out. So the next thing we're going to do while you come up, we'll pass out the game instructions, okay? We could do that.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Yeah. So team, which team is team, which is team two, this side? This is team one on this side. You, each of your groups are a team one, okay? And you're going to be competing as a team, each group, okay? And then on the right side is team two, okay? So just hold on. At the end of the game, when we finish, just very quickly, we'll be playing two games, hopefully, if things go correctly. We're going to deal with green beans here in our first game, and peaches in our second game. And then at the end, we'll total up all of our scores, and then Peter will wrap up. Okay, does everybody have the packet now? If you just came in, feel free just to join any group. Okay, Sastry, are you ready? This is, just push this, and you don't really need it.
I don't need it.
Let me just go down here. So as you push that, each person will come up. Thank you.
Okay, I would like to introduce the, we have five speakers representing the value chain. And the farm level is by Dr. Johnson. Let's see. Yes, Lisa is going to talk about the farm level issues. And the second one is packer and shipper level. It will be presented by Dr. Gohil. And Dr. Bridget will talk about distribution level issues, and followed by Beth is going to talk about the alternative markets, and finally Dr. Placone will talk about retail and consumer level. And as I think Peter will wrap up everything, I want to tell one thing before. So people who are wearing hats.